Back inside Stroh Center, Bowling Green, a 100-74 victory over Robert Morris today. And here to talk about it with us is head coach Michael Huger. And coach, today your team really came out and took care of business from the start. It was tied a few times early, but really today there weren't any stretches of the game where you felt like your team wasn't really in the zone today.
We stayed focused. We were focused from start to finish. I like that. We had a lead and we were able to build on the lead. In the past, we've had leads and then we let them dwindle, and now we got to fight our way back to win the game. So I'm happy for our guys. I'm proud of what they've done, especially coming off of finals. We had spotty practice this week. We had to cancel a couple days of practice because of finals and different things like that. So I'm glad we were able to have enough energy to come out and play the way we did tonight.
Seems like this team, each game, the defensive presence is getting better. Today, KC mentioned it several times, Bowling Green's effort, their energy defensively, seems like it's really getting better each week.
It is getting better. Guys are holding each other accountable. They know with the depth that we have, you have to go out and perform, or somebody else is going to come in and perform and take those minutes. So it's been a great thing for us, and the guys have been reacting to it well. And the biggest thing is they've been playing together and sticking together through adversity.
Well, today you had a number of guys really sort of spread the scoring load out, which is what you've come to expect from this team. And I think that's another thing that is developing. But today it was really noticeable. Brenton Mills has been struggling to make shots all year. Tonight he comes out, doesn't miss a single shot, goes for 13 points in 14 minutes. So good to see him find that stroke from outside.
Oh, it's good to see, because we see it in practice every day. He's knocking down shots in practice left and right. It just wasn't going for him in the game. So to see him hit that first one, it was great. And then the second and the third, and you knew he was going to have himself a night after that. I mean, because we see it every day in practice. And I'm glad it was able to translate. And today is his birthday. So it was able to translate on his birthday. And, you know, I'm just so excited for him. He comes in and works extremely hard and does things the right way. So you're pulling for a guy like that.
Coach, another thing that maybe you could nitpick that wasn't the greatest in the first half, you had 7 turnovers. I had 4 in the second half, so you cleaned that up a little bit.
We definitely cleaned it up. It was something we talked about at halftime. It was more on our part. They didn't force the turnovers. We'll get a steal or a rebound, and then we'll go down on the other end and turn it over. So the one thing, most of those were dead ball turnovers. We didn't give them a chance to get back in transition and score against us. So, you know, you can live with those type of turnovers, but you don't want them at all.
How about Trey Diggs today? He got a streak where he hit 3 straight threes, and KC commented on this. Robert Morris, maybe as well as anybody all year today, Trey couldn't breathe anywhere in the half-court offense. So there was a little run there where he found a spot in transition and guys found him. That was really encouraging.
It was definitely encouraging. Trey, you know, has been shooting the ball spotty as well, hasn't been really shooting it the way he's capable of. So the same thing, he comes in, he works extremely hard at it, puts a lot of pressure on himself. And so you're happy to see a couple of them fall today, and, you know, hopefully that'll continue moving forward.
Well, Coach, another thing today, you guys win the board battle and you get 14 second chance points. Had to be pleased with the way your team took care of the rebounding today.
Definitely. Robert Morris is a team that prides themselves on how tough they are and how tough they rebound and the things that they do. It was something we talked about, the challenge for our guys to be the tougher team, and we were able to be the tougher team, especially on the boards.
4 straight wins now, Coach. You feel like this team is getting to where you want to be with one more game before conference?
You're never at that stage. You're never that comfortable where you say, yep, that's how it is. We got a lot of things we need to work on still. I think we still can get better as a unit individually, and we're going to continue to work to get better.
Coach, great win today. We appreciate you joining us. We'll see you tomorrow at Frickers.
Thank you very much.
That is Coach Michael Huger. Falcons roll today, 100-74 over Robert Morris.